This is Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
BFBS.
At Christmas.
Welcome to Damn the Torpedoes. A military-themed comedy sketch show with input from the British military community.
In line with the new inclusion policy, today's Christmas service is tailored for every possible religious denomination within the forces. We'll start with the most important from the Book of Druids. Our Father, who art a heathen, tree-hugging be thy game. Thy hippies come, dancing will be done on earth as it is in Devon. Give us this day our vegan bread without gluten, wheat, lactose, fructose, tomato.
It's hopeless. We're surrounded. Bring me the sat phone.
Hello, my name is Kimberly. How may I help you today?
This is Captain Harris. We're taking heavy fire and I'm requesting permission to leave.
I'm sorry to hear that you're wanting to leave, but before I can let you do so, I need to ask a few questions.
What?
It's company policy, I'm afraid. First, what is your reason for wanting to leave?
Danger of imminent death!
That's not one of the options on my screen. But just say it's A. You think you'd be better off somewhere else? Or B?
A! Of course it's A!
B? Poor customer service.
A! I'm saying A!
If you're sure, let me just speak to our attentions department.
What? No, no, don't put me on hold! I don't want the last thing I hear to be green sleeves!
Thank you for holding.
We are experiencing a high volume of calls due to an escalation of insurgent attacks in your area. Your life is important to us.
Hello, are you still there? I'm pleased to say we can offer you a free upgrade to a slightly drier ditch across the street.
Is it also besieged by enemy gunmen?
Yes, it is.
Then I don't want it. Look, please, can we just leave?
The computer has now approved you to retreat.
Well, who flipping right? Fall back! Fall back!
After the 28-day notice period expires, you'll be cleared for evacuation in mid-January.
What?
Now, before you go, I need you to complete a customer satisfaction survey.
Too late! They're here!
On a scale of 1 to 5... They always hang up when I mention the questionnaire.
Now on BFBS, the latest episode of Wonders of Warfare with Professor Brian Cox.
Hello. In the beginning, it was just a dark, sterile environment. Then, over time, almost imperceptibly, dark matter begins to coalesce, the creation of gases, swirling debris, clumping together. This can only be an Afghan field toilet.
Hurry up, mate! I'm a whole bit desperate, man!
I'd give it 5 parsecs if I were you.
Torpedoes!
Couples therapy is a safe place for you both. A place where you can say exactly how you feel. Why don't you start, Lucy?
Oh. Fine. Patrick has just come back from a tour of duty and he's come back different.
Different? How?
He was so sure about the military and now... Now it's all peace and love. He's come back as Paul McCartney.
Hi, everyone. Thanks very much. Great times. You know, love is really all you need. What you got to remember is, you know, is... Thanks very much. We kind of pretty much invented the idea of modern warfare back in the 60s, you know. Great times. And so I said to John, hey...
It's the anecdotes that are really driving me crazy.
Have a plan like this? And he said,
still
no.
Must be good for sing-alongs.
Well, hey...
Oh, no, don't mention it, please.
Did anyone mention a sing-along?
Yeah.
Hey, right. Come on, everyone. Na, na,
na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na.
Continuing our Christmas service for those who worship the Jedi. Luke's father, who art in Death Star, Darth Vader be thy name. Sorry, should have said spoiler alert. Thy empire come and kill everyone on Earth as it did in Alderaan. Lead us into dark side temptation and deliver us from prequels. For no more Jar Jar Binks or Ewoks and sequels in a galaxy far, far away. May the Force be with you.
And also with you.
Jolly good. And for the agnostics amongst us, our Father, who might be in heaven, can you let us know one way or the other? Thank you very much.
Damn! Torpedoes!
Right, now how are we going to get to our meeting with the rebel leader?
This looks like our transport now, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yo, VIPs, get your butts inside this bad boy.
I'm not going in what looks like an armored hatchback.
And according to the bumper, a banging love wagon.
Is this a registered military vehicle?
Hmm? I gotta tell you, bro, it's definitely seen some action, you get me?
Shouldn't we be travelling incognito?
I gotta say, we are. We're in a Vauxhall incognito. Now, get in, quick!
I don't think we've been eyeballed.
Don't worry, Mr. Bossman. We can soon change that. Listen, if you want to chill, there's a jacuzzi in the boot.
A jacuzzi?
You ain't seen nothing, dog. My girl Chardonnay has Van Jazzled her snatch. Snatch Land Rover. Right, shh, listen. We's entering the enemy's hood.
Careful. This place will be swarming with insurgents.
And where there's insurgents, there's insurge ladies. Time to bang on the hydraulics. Ah? I bet they ain't seen a car twerking before. Look at this shizzle.
If we get out of this mess, I'll have your shizzle court-martialed.
Is it cos I is Black Ops?
Come out, Britishers. You are surrounded.
We're going to die.
Our leader is well up for an alliance with the owner of a car as dench as that. Can you pimp a mixing desk to his skewer?
Bangin' to the max.
Forum.
Hi, Richard. Just wanted to let you know that I'm now eating for two. The dog's off his food and it seems a shame not to use it up.
I don't care if he looked like a hostile blip on the radar. You need to explain to little Timmy why you shot down Santa.
Hun, you asked for essential oils for Christmas, so I got you tank lubricant. The sergeant at the workshop says it's indispensable.
Oh, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I got the tank you wanted. I wrapped it and got it under the tree after a lot of manoeuvring, even if it did destroy most of the house. And then I had a thought. I really, 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 really hope you didn't mean the fish tank.
Thanks for leaving the phone message about what you want for Christmas. I'll see if the shop has some immediate medical assistance.
I know it's February and it's not quite the same, but I thought we could do Christmas when you're back next week. I've even saved your presents to open. Wait, did I put air holes in that box? Gotta go!
Torpedoes!
Welcome to a couples therapy. Steph, you say that Daniel's changed since he came back from Iraq.
Yeah, he's come back different. He's visibly aged. More debonair and more...
Brosnan. P.S. Brosnan. Everyone's second least favourite Bond.
I'd like to try something called regression therapy to try and take him back to his... former self.
Quick, before he starts singing Mamma Mia.
Sleep. And back. And now tell us who you are.
Why, I'm Bond. James Bond. Why, I'm king of the suggestive quip. Well, this lady wanted a double entendre, so I gave her one.
Roger, more.
Well, I suppose we could, but we'll have to be quick.
We need to go back further. I think I know who he might be.
Ah, hello, Steph. I'm the best Bond. Special Secret Service, 007.
Connery, ooh, you can make yourself comfortable.
Shall I stand or shall I...
Let's try it.
You're a shite for sure eyes.
Let's try one more time. And back.
What have you done? He's lifeless. His eyes are vacant. And he's completely rigid. Have you killed him?
No. I think he's George Lazenby.
Dear man, as it's Christmas, why don't we play a game of football in no man's land? I saw it in this documentary by Mr. Sainsbury.
Barnes, that is a terrible idea.
Last one out has to go in goal.
No, Barnes, you can't do that.
Come on, man.
Because we're in the Navy.
Aye.
What did you do in Afghanistan?
Well, I was on the front line, love, in Sangin 2012.
Didn't we withdraw to Laskadar AO in 2010?
AO?
Area of Operations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right there. Technically, you are right. But it was all very hush-hush, you know. I stayed behind to help the locals.
Mummy said you missed the bus.
Look, I was key to British Forces operations, all right. I did some really vitally very important stuff.
Like
you know.
What?
Operation Mushtarak, yes. I decided we would go in using the main road as our starting point.
Oh.
What?
Wouldn't you have done better to just move forward from an FUP and treat the road as a phase line?
What?
That's what I would have done.
Well, I mean, that's an obvious one, isn't it, love? But you have to understand that I had a lot of troops to control, you see.
Perhaps you should have reduced your span of command. Then you wouldn't have lost so many men.
Right, I think it's time for bed now. What would you like me to read tonight, eh?
I suggest you read the 2005 ADP Land Ops on Tactical Doctrine. I'll just carry on playing with my frozen dollies. Elsa, come back to the kingdom. I've no idea how to tactically facilitate asymmetric warfare against a paramilitary organisation such as Prince Hans.
Look, I've got a flipping medal for bravery, you know.
That's actually Grandad's.
Attention on deck. Damn the torpedoes.
Welcome to Couples Therapy. Mark, why don't you begin?
Well, since Julie came back, she's different. Less herself and more Katy Perry.
And you're telling me this because it's causing problems?
Problems? There's no problem. I'm telling everyone!
Damn the torpedoes!
In everyday life, we're bombarded with rules all the time. But when you're on operational duty, it's a whole different ballgame. So please listen carefully to the following announcements.
This is an urgent NAFI product recall. Could anyone who has purchased LED Christmas lights from the shop please return them as soon as possible? They should have been labelled IED.
The local church has asked that Falklands patrols stop taking pot shots at penguins. It turns out Port Stanley has a nunnery.
I'm afraid we've had too many requests about leave at Christmas, so some of you will be disappointed and will have to go home to your families. Sorry, bravo Zulus.
Draping yourself in tinsel and popping a small plastic fairy on your head does not make for effective camouflage.
Using a warship to threaten really annoying jet skiers is okay.
Commandos, your job title is not an invitation to stop wearing underwear.
Navy signalers, if you receive the message TTT, TTT, it means the Admiral's Christmas tree lights are in flash mode. Bravo, Zulus.
Sir, there's too many. We'll be overrun any moment.
There's only one option, Junzi.
No, you can't. We're Marines, not war criminals.
Oh, yeah. Deploy the Michael McIntyre machine gun.
May God have mercy on our souls. It's working, sir. They're running a mile.
Damn, is it hoofing jammed?
No, it's out of new material.
Ah, quick, the Graham Norton rifles.
Surely we can't do that.
Yes, 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 do it, man, do it. It's not as dangerous as it used to be. Everyone, full protective gear, now.
No!
Yeah, I call in an airstrike of Brian Blessed Bonds. Boom! Squadron 40, dive! Boom! So good we are!
Next summer, five words will leave the cinema audiences screaming in terror. Hollywood. Remakes. Classic. Television. Show. From the team that destroyed your memories of the Dukes of Hazzard and A-Team, it's Dad's Army the Movie.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
Jack Nicholson is Lance Corporal Jones.
Here's Jonesy! Don't panic. Don't panic.
Al Pacino is Captain Mainwaring.
Oh, that's a great name. Mainwaring. All right. What is this? I gotta tell you. Hoo-ha! Oh, there's no chip on my shoulder, Pike. I'll tell you what there is, though. Ah! Three pips, and don't you forget it.
Pips, sir? Were you eating an orange?
Pike! You stupid boy.
Christopher Walken as the adorable, cuddlesome Private Godfrey.
My sister, Dolly. She makes
lovely cucumber
sandwiches. Would you like one?
And Benedict Cumberbatch has some German geezer or something.
I say, you there. Your name will also go on the list. Schnell, Schnell.
Don't tell him! Oh, Pike.
See your favorite characters as you never wanted to see them before.
I gotta tell you, these Germans, they don't like it up 'em. They do not like it up 'em.
Dad's Army, the movie, out July 2015. We're doomed. Doomed, I tell ya.
Torpedoes!
The Family Forum.
Hello, darling. I know you wanted a Christmas dinner with a military theme. I just need to ask, does Colonel Sanders count? Darling, great news. I'm pregnant. Can I just check? You were on shore leave 6 weeks ago, weren't you?
Sorry, darling, won't be home for Christmas. I'm in the glass house. Do you know that song, Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly? Well, turns out Sergeant Hall has no sense of humour.
Hi, Trace. I heard you're now a humanitarian. That's great news. But can you tell me, what does a humanitarian eat for Christmas dinner?
Oh, is that the army? See how now yous have vacated Camp Bastion? Is it available for stag do's? And another question, see the no alcohol thing? Is that negotiable?
The kids are missing you lots. I mean, you either need to dodge less or send them for more shooting practice.
Love, can I check? Is it okay to put the tree lights, fairy lights, and the outdoor lights all onto the same, never mind.
I'm so proud of you signing up, Jane, and I'm loving your buff new look. Your dresses fit me so much better now.
Here's the tinsel for the tree, darling, and just this year, can you please forget the SAS stuff?
Attacks can come at any time. Like that crowd today shouting religious slogans.
They were carol singers.
But they could have been suicide carol singers. Watch out for those barbed wire lights.
What? I don't believe this, Steve. You've made this place into no man's land. We've already lost two gerbils and we've got a budgie with PTSD.
Collateral damage. We haven't got time to discuss this.
Think of the kids. Oh, that's it. I'm moving their presents.
Don't touch the red ribbon.
Who the hell are you?
Sorry, ma'am. The sergeant said this was the optimum sniper position.
Get out.
Moving to secondary garden location, behind the booby-trapped snowman. And now on the roof.
It's Christmas. My mum and dad are coming in the morning.
Ah, hostiles.
Just put out... just put out the party poppers.
Are they heat-seeking?
Oh, for God's sake. Look, let's just leave this death trap to the morning and get to bed. Come on, then.
I can't move. I've just tripped the anti-personnel cracker.
Night, then. Merry Christmas.
Periscope.
Want the perfect gift for the commanding officer in your life? Then you need, now that's what I call inspirational leadership, an album of stirring speeches voiced by famous actors like Alan Carr.
Oh, once more into the breach, dear friends, once more. Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'll start again. Throw him out. He puts me off every time. Once more into the breach, dear friends, once more. I'll tell you, I've got into a few breaches in my time, I'll tell you. Stiffen the sinews. Oh, I've never heard it called that before. Summon up the blood, hold hard the breath and bend up every spirit. Well, I'll tell you, I've had a few nights like that, I'll tell you.
Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer, oh, shut up. Right, OK, so, right, those geezers, right, we'll fight them on the beaches, yeah, we'll fight them in the pub car parks, outside a kebab shop and at South Mim Services off the N25, OK? Well, I won't, of course, because I'll be back here holding a coach, right? Shut
and
up.
And Nigella Lawson.
I may have the body of a weak and feeble woman. I really don't. But I have the heart and stomach of a king, which I've marinated overnight and will serve with a balsamic vinegar injection.
And as a special bonus track, I Have a Dream, read by Speak and Spell, that orange, annoying electronic toy from the 80s.
At last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last. That's correct.
Now that's what I call inspirational leadership.
May not actually inspire, not a replacement for actual leadership, and not what I call this album. Your home is at risk if you do not make the payments.
Damn the Torpedoes starred Alex Perkins, Debbie Arnold, Lewis McLeod, Rachel Esposte, Stephen Hope Wynn and Suzanne Bonetti. It was written by Alison Pritchard, Angie Holford, Barry Griffiths, Colin Fairs, Dan Swerett, David Salisbury, Eleanor Green, John O'Neill, Lance Bolton, Neil Tolfrey, Stephen Mulwinney, Steve Holford, Stephen Cleater and Stu Cooper. With additional material from Jamie Gladden. Material was also written at Tedworth House with a band of brothers. The sound was by Jerry Peel and Kevin Matthew. The script editors were Dan Swerett, Stephen Mulwinney and Stu Cooper. The show was produced by Alison Pritchard. The executive producer was Richard Hatch and is a current production for BFBS Radio.
Digital radio, FM and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air. Around the world.
This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.